We had learned on Daf Kuf Dalad Amid Beis, we had heard a machlokes. If a person is machnes a sheretz in the Beis HaMikdosh, there's an iser of to be mutamed a mikdosh, there's a chiev of shiluach min a mikdosh. Shmuel held that your potter, because we learn now from the posik mizocha about nekeva teshalechu, that the whole din Shiluach and the whole din of Tumas Mikdash applies only to an article that is dumye to a Zocha Nekeve. Just like a Zocha Nekeve Yeshlam Tare B'mikveh. So the same thing, the Dovot Tomei also has to have Tare B'mikveh, Lafuki Yasheret. And then we had another Loshen in the Gemara that it could be, we learn that from Zocha Nekeve, just like Zocha Nekeve are potential Avatumeh, so who adin any other tumid that one is machnes has to be a potential avatumid. So a sheretz which is an avatumid, so if one will be machnes, it will be chay. So let us start again, three lines from the bottom on kuf daladam at base. So the Gemara says, Ela kahani tanoi. Could be these two lishaynes is a machlekes tanoi. The snan we learned in the Mishnah, mehechin meitzian oisai. From which areas in the Beis HaMikdosh is one metaltal asheretz in Shabbos. So we hear a machloikis. The Rab Shimon ben Anis held that you take out min ha-heichel, min ha-ulam, in bein ha-ulam le-mizbeach. But that's it. You find a dead sheretz in the Azorah, you leave it there. Rabbi Kiva says, kol mokim shechayov ma'ozdoine koretz v'ashigigos eichatas, which includes the Azorah, you take it out in Shabbos. The Gemara wants to say, my love, v'hokim iflegit. So the machloikis is in these two lashonos. The man, the oma, meyazorim, Rabbi Kiva that holds that in Shabbos, we metaltal the sheretz from the Zorah also. The man, the oma, meyazorim, loy. Rabbi Shimon ben Anis that holds you do not take out from the Zorah, kesavra machne sheretz l'migdash pot. So memele, so the whole, that they were only matter to take out a sheretz from the heichel and the ulam, because als kvoit shchine. But memesin, there's no iser whatsoever. So memele, in the azore, you leave it there, and you cover it. Man da oma mikula azore, and Rabbi Kiva, that holds. You take it out from the whole azore, kosova chay. So he holds that you're chayiv on a sheretz of your machnes, it's a meil des adin shiluach, so mamele, so this is doiche de iser tiltu mukza of a sheretz. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan said, ushneyem mikro echod dorshu. Both of these tanoim darshin from the same posik. Now what is the posik? It says in the posik, vayavoyu hakoihanim lipnimo beis Hashem. This pasuk is speaking about Chizkiyahu Melech when he became Melech. In the first year of his malchus, he made Meiridike Tikunim in the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was the Beis Hamikdash after his father had taken care of it. Ochos, it was full of Avodah Zarah. There was Avodah Zarah Nechkak on the walls. It was full of Avodah Zarah. So one of his first inyanim was to be metayer the Beis HaMikdosh, to take out the Avodah Zarah. So it says in the Pasuk, Vayavoyu HaKohanim Lipnima Beis Hashem Litayer. The Kohanim came into the Kodesh Kadoshim, into the Heichel, Litayer, to be metayer it. Vayaitziyu Eskol HaTumeh HaShamotzu BeHeichel Hashem. Lachatzar Beis Hashem. They took it out into the Azorah. But, and then they dumped it in the Azorah. Vayekablu Aleviim, and now the Leviim took it, now they had all these Avodah Zarah, and it was a tremendous job. It was, the Pasuk says it was an 8-day job in order to be Metar the Beis HaMikdosh. Is, Vayekablu Aleviim Lohitzi Lenachal Kidrein Chutz. And the Leviim took it in the Azorah. They took it out l'nachal kidre. So now, it's very interesting. We see that the Kahanim went into the Eichel. They took it out, but they did not take it out completely. They left it in the Azorah, and the Leviim took it out afterwards. is Marsova Midishtani Ba'azor Belevim. Why was the halacha that the Levim should take it out and the Kahanim should not be mitame themselves to take it out from the Azorim? And we'll see Rashi explained that there was a lot of people were needed to be mitayel. They could have gotten other Kahanim to take it from the Azorim to Nachal Kidron, but they were mahada only Levim, not Kahanim. We'll see in Rashi the etzim inyan of Kahanim taking it out is a psanisa. Psanisa that the Kahanim are becoming tummy. Exactly what the iser is, we'll try to see in Rashi. But al kaponim there's an iser. So memele, so it seems they were only over this iser only when it involved taking it out of the hechel. But now, after the Avodah Zorah was dumped in the Azorah, so now to call other Kahanim and take it out of the Azorah, it's not too gefährlich, it's there. So there they weren't over any Yisurim. Then they called Levim. They called Levim to take it out. So we see from this Pasuk, is Mar Sova Midi Ishtani Ba'azorah Belevim, When the Azorah, the Aloche, was to take out Avodah Zorah, which was now in the Azorah, so only Levim were called to take it out. They did not recruit Kohanim to take it out from the Azorah. It's a raya tumah b'Azorah leka, that there's no big Isser, that there's tumah in the Azorah, tumah b'Azorah leka, fakel. So this is, so what's pshat? Like we said before, according to Rab Shimon ben Anes. According to Rab Shimon ben Anes, Be'etzem, there's no Isser for a Sheretz in the Beis HaMikdosh, because it's Ein Leitare B'Mikveh. So the whole Inyan was Al Tkvoy Shechina, which applied in the Heichel, and these Mekoymes, and the Ulam, Abayin Ulam L'Mizbeach. But more than that, there was no Inyan. So Memele, so for this Chelek, they had to use Kahanim. Also see in Rashi why. To go into the Kodesh Kadoshim and to the Eichel, they had to use Kahanim. So Memele, but the minute it came into the Azor already, so they did not have to use Kahanim, so they were Mahada not to use Kahanim, that they shouldn't be over any Yisurim. Because here it's not necessary to be over Yisurim. So there they took Levim. So the Gemara is Medame, so who Adin, if a person will find a sheretz in Shabbos in the Azor, she also not permitted to do any Yisurim. It would not matter a shvus to be moitzi tume from the Azor. So that's like Rav Shimon ben Anes. Umar sova, no, it's not right. Be'etzem that the same issa that applies. The same Issa that applies, that is not permitted to be Tume in the Heichel and the Ulam, the same Issa applies by the Azor also. No, Omar Sova at Heichel Vlayev shall be Leviim Avki Kahanim. That means the reason they chose Leviim now, because to go into the Heichel and to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, we'll see later, you're not allowed to use Lechatchila Leviim if you have Kahanim. So then the Kahanim went and took out the Avodah Zorah. Hashte the Evshel Belevim, but now in the Zorah, the Levim are also permitted to go in. Isulay Metami Kahanim. Not Pshat is because there's a smaller Issa. No, Pshat is because I have an Eitzah. Till now I didn't have an Eitzah, but now I have an Eitzah. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Le'inyin iyuli kuli alme hamachnis sheretz chayiv. So Rashi says that the Gemara is chayza. And the makir of Rashi is because the Gemara sounds like it was only a havamina. My lav behokam iflagit. This is the machlokes. The man doma me azor eloi kosova hamachnis sheretz lamikdash potah. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, not that's the Hemshech, my love. No, that's not the Machlokes. Le'inyin iyuli kuli almi amachni sheretz chayiv. No, everyone could be, does not hold like Shmuel. Everyone holds if you bring a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdosh, you're chayiv. And what is the machloikis? The machloikis is a linya lahoitzi animtsa bazor b'shabes. The machloikis is taking out. And taking out is a machloikis, to bring in your zichachai. But is there a chiev shiluach? That's the shayla. Is there a chiev shiluach? Is linya lahoitzi animtsa bazor b'shabes b'hai kropligi. It's a machloikis how to say pshat in this pasuk. He says, in this pasuk we see in Hoitzoas Tume, there's a chilek, according to one man the Yoma, between the Azore and the Heichel. Now, Bemison Taisvis asks on Rashi, Mehechi Taisi, should we be mechalek between Hachnosis Tume and Hoitzoas Tume? That's Taisvis Kash and Rashi. But Dachsamil the Fipshutoi, Bemison the Mekoyer, that Asheretz, there's no chiyuv by a sheretz. We learn that from the pasuk mizocher va'adne keva tishalechu. So the whole meal that you need a dover tome sheyesh loitare b'mikveh, the meal stayed by the shiluach tome. Mizocher adne keva tishalechu. So it could be that is pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since this is a machloikis, the machloikis tanoim is not in hachnosas tome. The machloikis is in hoitzoas tumah, so fakir. So could be everyone holds in achnosas tumah you do not need yesh leitare b'mikveh. No, there's a machloikis in hoitzoas tumah. Do you need a dovo sheyesh leitare b'mikveh? So that's what Rashi says over here. That Rabbi Yochanan was a lema. My love b'hokim ivlin. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Everyone holds l'gabi achnosas tume yochai by a sheret. The machloikis is by eitzos tume. Lo inyin lo hoitzi animtso ba'azore b'shabes by kroplik. Vayevoyu akehanim lifnimi beis Hashem b'heichel vayetziyu hatume. Now what was the tume they took out? Avaydizore v'takru v'iseho shehein metamin b'oil. L'davoini, I don't understand this Rashi for two reasons. Reason number one, why did Rashi have to say it's metame b'oil, amaynaf gemine? But number two, the real reason I don't understand Rashi is because the Gemara in Shabbos, daf pei gimel amud beis, brings down that, first of all, the whole din tumas avodah is a tumah d'rabbanan. And the Gemara says it's hukash to Avedizoros hukesh l'sheret, shaket tishaktzenu, it's hukash l'niden, it's hukesh l'meis. And the Gemara learns out from these hakeshim kulas. Hukesh l'sheret, it's not metame b'maseh. Hukesh l'nideh, that it's not metame b'ivorim. And hukesh l'meis, that it's only metame v'tzakizayis. Frek the Gemara, let us say fakelt, let us say l'chumre, that hukesh l'meis is metame b'oil. Let us say chumras, hukesh l'sheretz, mitzvatama b'chadosh, let's say chumras. So the Gemara says the whole tumis avaydizor is a tumis darabonam, is a lekula makshine. So all these occasions we learn lekulas. And that's how the Gemara paskins, and that's, and that the Rambam paskins like that laloche, that it's only, avaydizor is only metame, b'mage, it's not metame b'mase, not metame b'oil. So I don't know why Rashi had to say it in the Bustutzach with the Gemara in Shabbos that pe gimel amud beis. Anyway, they took out the Avodah Zarah, lachatzar beis Hashem, azor, they took it into the azor. Vayekablu aleviyim lohoitzi misham lenachal kidrin. Now the Leviyim took it out from the azor to nachal kidrin. So what is the deek? Avol kahanim acherim loy metamin. But now they wouldn't call other kahanim to be metame themselves. Afal pisho yitzrichem lanoshim harbei. Even though he needed a lot of people, so one could use the kahanim. Oba elu meitzim in ha'echel lazor. The kahanim were only used to take out from the ha'echel to the azor. The ilu misham ulechutz. Oba to take out from the azor. To the Nachal Kidrum, Leviyu or the Metamim. Then only Leviyu or Metamim, V'loi Kahanim. Is Benan, Isova, Midi Ishtani, Tumis Azor, Mikahanim L'Leviyim. In the Tumis Azor, we said only Leviyim are permitted to be Metamim. Not Kahanim. Shma Mino, Heiched Isa Ba'azor, If it is bazore, then you're not over an aveir in order to take it out of the zore. Elam adrinin ahateire. So if I can't, you tell the Levim to take out. So memeile b'shabes nami loy dachinin shvus. Eis is verkehrt. If you loy madrinin aveire, madrinin ahateire. So you see, because tumas azore, there's no isa bechlal. There's no chiyavaitso of a sheres from the azore. So memeile loy mafkinin loy ba'aveire. Now Rashi says, pshat in the Gemara, that's the raya from the Gemara, that's the whole flow of the Gemara, that since they said the Kahanim should not take it out, so we see lo mafkina lo ba'aveira. So l'davoini, I didn't understand what's the aveira for a kohen to take out of a disorah. What's the aveira? I mean, lo mi boy, the way the Gemara says in Shabbos, it says tuma sheretz. And I feel we would say it's hukish lemeis, the way Rashi says about it's l'chayra not mistaver that a koyin is muzer. It's tummy like a meis, but a koyin should be muzer and tumas avaydezora because he's muzer and a meis. I mean, the Gemara says tumas sheretz also. It's hukish lemeis. It's hukish ladide. The Gemara says. I mean, the Gufiyemis. The Gemara says it's the hukish lemeis is it's only lekula. That's only metama bekezayis. So Baruch Hashem, I found that Goyin Yaakov asked this kasha, yes, why is a Koyin not permitted to be metamal avodah zarah? So he says, not like Rashi. So what does he say? So he says, but he also gets into that word, he says, mistome these avodah zarahs were nitma b'meis. Right? So it was nitma b'meis. So it's we're also going into a very big blotter. Now, l'chayre, Afen Shems the Neufen is a machlokes the Rabbeinu Tam Rab Chaim Koyin. If a clean mattress was together with a mace, the clean mattress becomes an abiyah v'yisatume. Is a koyin muzer and the halacha of cherev areyu kacholo. There's halacha cherev areyu kacholo that a clean mattress, when it comes in contact with a mace, it gets the same halachas of the same dargas atume of a mace. So Memeila, there's a machloikis now, the Rabbeinu Tam Rab Chaim Koyin, the Mesechtes Nozer, if a Koyin is Muzer on this Tumah. Here you have Tumas Meis, it's Aviyah Bois of Tumah, but it's not a Tumah Yishal Meis, it's not a Meis. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Koyin is Muzer. Rab Chaim Koyin wrote him a letter, Rab Chaim Koyin said, Eza Bayis HaShativnu Lo Eza Mokim Enuchos. See that he wrote to the Rabbeinu Tam, because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Shrek. That if you once had in a house, you had a clean mattress when the mace was there, so the coin can't go into the house anymore because it's the clean mattress is metama ba'oil ke mace and the coin is muza. So therefore, Abraham Cohen says that he brings a tesefta that a coin is on, that a nozer is not megaleach on tumas chel v'reil kecholo. And whatever, a kain is only muzah, what a nozer is megaleya. So memele, and a nozer is only muzah on itzumoy shal meis, not tumas meis. Tumas meis is transferable, can go on takeli also. But the a nozer is muzah on itzumoy, on a meis. A nozer is metamza it's a meis, not the tuma of meis that separated itself from the meis and now is in a dust. La loche, we paskin, let's put down a shulchan aruch. The Rambam brings down Yesh Machmirim, the Shitas Rabbi Natam, but no Gula Hokel, no one is Nizar in that. It's no Gula Hokel. So I don't understand the Goyin Yaakov either. So what Isser is there for Koyin? Afilu will say that this Kalim did become Tomei Atumas Meis, but it's not a double, I mean, the Lalocha we paskin that a Koyin is not Muzar in that either. So we have a very difficult Gemara, that the Gemara seems to say that there's an Issa, there's some sort of an Issa for a Koyin to be Metame, for an Alevi, it's Mutter to be Metame. But Klor, what the Issa is very difficult to understand. But Kapana Mazay stayed on the Gemara. Tume ba'azor lesser. See, he won't be over an aveira in order to take it out of the That was
one Mandiyama.
The other Mandiyama says it's not right that Azor is killed.
No.
Bishlami by the Heichel, the Lay Evsha. There was Lay Evsha, Beheichel, Lay Aili, Levium. Tafilu, Kehanim, Asiri, Lameil, Elalavoid. Only Kehanim are permitted to go into the Heichel, Utsayel Chaboid, because see, Val Yobi Becholeis, Elakoidish. The Heichel, Mibes La Paroichizel, if Naiv, if Nim. Is some mele, we'll see later, there's a lomdis al kaponim, letzeirech tikan amigdash, you're allowed to go in. But we only go into the migdash those who are mutter to go in, la avoide, so the mutter to go in, letzeirech tikan amigdash. Some mele, so bishlamit to go into the eichel, we couldn't send in Leviim, because Leviim are not allowed to go into the eichel. But in the Azore, Sule metamino le kahanim. Now we're not metam the kahanim anymore. Shrei efsho belevim. Abel shuye ad uta loy. Now, I have two mahaores on this gemara. One haore is, the gemara says we learn out from this pasuk. We learn out from this pasuk that we see that the Azor, let's go according to the first mandiyama. According to the first mandiyama, the Azor is killed from the Heichel, so therefore the Kahanim dumped it by the Azor in the Azor and finished. L'chayre, we had a few rayas before, that, so what does that mean? You're not over an Issa, you're not over an Issa to take it out of the Azor. That's a pisteray. From Rashi before, and we see Rashi on this one, but also, so the Gemara says just to get out over an Issa, so you're not metalful mukta. That's the dimion of the Gemara. Now, we will medayik from Rashi before, if you will find a sheretz, if you'll find a sheretz in the Heichel, you'll take it out from the Azara also. The whole machloikis of Rabbi Shimon Nanas Rabbi Kiv is if you found it in the Azara. In the Heichel Menulam, Aval Bazara im Nimtso Shom, if you found it in the Azara. That's what Rashi said on the Kuvdaldam at Beit. Rashi here says the same thing. Ulinyin Lahoitzi Hanimtso Bazara. If you found a sheretz that's Nimtso Bazara, Shabbos, Bahai Kropligi. And Rashi says a third time also. Heiched the Isa Bazore, Loi Mavkin, Loi Beaveira. When it isn't Azor, Loi Mavkin, Loi Beaveira. So, Psal Kaponim, the Gemara is Medama, the Isa Shvus, to the Isa Tumas Koinim. So, it's also, Afenshen Slev, it's Zichat Tumas the Rabbono. To the Isa of Tumas Koinim. And the Gemara is medamit, and even though the halachas are not the same, here the halacha is hastes that, they left it there, and then the Levim took it out. They left it there and the Levim took it out, and here it seems that they took it out themselves. So we mentioned yesterday, if we'll say not like the achroinim, that until to mukta, afilu, you have a double that's mukta machmas gufa. If you're holding your body, there's no isa whatsoever, so then the kash is not shver. It's just by mukta, if it's in your hand already, you also have to know if it was taken in the hand, because you have to know how they took out the sheret. He wrapped it in his galtel, you have to know if he was holding it in his hand, or he schlepped it, my tzionois. You have to know, if it was a mechubedika, he saw, or he just schlepped it on the ground. If he schlepped it on the ground, it wasn't in his hand either. It's kesedra tilta mukze. But al kaponim, we see that there's the gemara is medame, the shvus of tilta mukze to the isa the rabbonon of tumas kayanim, and we see a different seder. Here, the shvus that only applies if you found it in the Azore. But you're allowed to take it out. And in the Pasuk we see that Fakerta, that the Kahanim who were being metame themselves to the Avodah Zarah left it in the Azara. They didn't go further. It's one Ha'orah. Another Ha'orah, the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, that what do we see from this pasuk, avol kahanim acherim loy metamin. It did not call other kahanim. As she said, they needed a lot of people. But they didn't call other kahanim. So Saraye, that Al Tazore, you don't have to, you're not permitted to be Oiver and Aveire to take out from the Zohar. That was the Raya of the first Mandiyom. The second Mandiyom said, it's no Raya. Could be that you could do Aveire, but if you can do it with Levim, so why should you do it with Kahanim? The second Mandiyom is very mistaver. I mean, where do you have a semblance of a Raya whatsoever? You have Tumah now in the Zohar, and you have an alternative. You can call Levim to take it out, and there won't be any Aveira, or you should call Kahanim. So Afilu, you'll say you're permitted to do an Aveira in order to take it out of the Azore, but Mechitesi, should you call Kahanim if you can do it with Levim? I mean, so what's the Raya? The second Bandiyama, there's no Raya whatsoever. So the Ganyaki wants to save Shat and the Gemara, not like Rashi. The Shaila is not calling later Kahanim. The Shaila is, why the Kahanim took it out of the Hechel, why didn't they continue? The Shaila is, why didn't they continue? So Ret Ois, the Goin Yaakov, so he says, and them, Stamazena, so why Taka didn't they continue? He says, they're Tomei already. Why didn't they continue? So he wants to say that even though they're Tomei already, he brings a Gemara that what is the din of a Kain was Metamato a mace. So the same day he's permitted to touch another mace. So there's a machlokes if you get malchus for touching another mace, but that's zicher. This is zicher and iser involved. So what is the iser? Not because he's going to become double tummy. I mean the same tum is on him. He's already tummy from the first mace. Al kaponim, there's an iser even though there's no heisofes tummy. It's the same day. There's an iser to touch another mace. So he says. So the keseda. So that was the rai. He wants to say not like Rashi. The Raya was, so why didn't these Kahanim take it all the way out? Why didn't they take it all the way out? Is it? Now the Teretz is, there's an Isser involved. But, every second they're holding it, they're doing a new Isser. He says, but you have to understand, if they'll put it down, so they put it down. So what are you telling me? They put it down. In order, they shouldn't be kisei daivanisa, but by putting it down, there's now a new shia of tumah in the azore. That means that by putting it down till, and that they put it all down till they called the levim, so the avodah zarah was in the azore. The avodah zarah was in the azore for another hour till they all put it down. This shia could have been avoided if they would carry it out. But for that vegan, they put it down. They put it down. So he says like this, if there would be an Isser to leave Tumah in the Azore, so we would tell them to take it out. Why did they put it down? That was the Raya of the first Mandiyama. The reason they put it down, because there's no Isser whatsoever to leave it in the Azore, because Ein Leitare B'mikveh, there's no Isser whatsoever to leave it in the Azore. So Memela, so they put it down. So you see that there's no Issa whatsoever to leave it in the Zohar. That was the Raya of the first Mandiyom. So he says, what's the Raya of the second Mandiyom? The second Mandiyom says, no, if it's Efshe B'Levim, you don't do it with Kahanim. What do you mean Efshe B'Levim? Be making a Shehiyah. So the Ganyaki wants to say like this, that is true. You are making a Shehiyah, but it's Oyli Miyitzri, Oyli Miyitzri. That means you're making a shehiyah, but le'idach gise, you're being metame, if the kahanim would take it out, it would be a keseda tuma of the kahanim. So he says, he says like this, the first man, the yom, brought a raya, that there's no isa shia. He says, no, there is an isa shia. But it's kedai, if I could avoid an aveira, it's kedai to make a shia. It's kedai to make a shia. He says, the aveira is a tumah derabbanan. We're being done only in the rabbanan. The aveira is also a tumah derabbanan. And the kahanim and matam itself is an isa derabbanan. So al kaponim, it's kedai to get this shehiya in order to be matzal the kahanim from being kesei, being matama themselves to this avodah zarah.
So he says, but
to leave it there a whole day, that's what there's a lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, that means like this. He says here, it was only negeya ashiya mu'etes. Okay, and the hours involved. So then we held it as preferable to be matzel the kahanim from this tumah and to have the shiya mu'etes. But if the din would be that by a sheretz, if you're telling me by a sheretz to leave it there the whole day, das nicht. To leave a sheretz a whole day, that is no raya from this pasuk. You bring a garaya from the pasuk. I'm telling you, no, the reason, there was a din to be matzel the levim, and matzel the kahanim, ayidei levim, and there'll be a shia mu'etis. For shia mu'etis, that's right. But you're telling me that you leave a sheretz there the whole day, does this. You won't do that. So memele, so therefore it's no raya from this pasuk. Zok Taisvis, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneyem Mikro Echadoshu, Perish Bekuntris, Shebole Taretz, the Kula Alme, Machni Sheretz Chayev. Could be everyone knows if a person is Machni Sheretz Chayev. Lunyinai Tzos Tuma Pligi, Tame de Lachere, Ein Chilik, the Machni Sheretz Chayev, who adin the Muzala Hitzim, Yishalchamina Machni, the Chalecha, the Kirina Leyetamu as Mishkonim, Kirine v'yishalchu, Taisa does not want to split it, where Rashi says. V'im kein, my time is, amand omar mi azor aloi. That you're not mechuyiv to take it out of the azor. V'nire, so Taisa is chaylik on Rashi. V'nire de milse bapi nafshehi. This omar Rabbi Yochanan is not a dichui on our previous akimte. We said, my love, baho kemiflegi. That the machloikis is there an isa hachnose an asheretz? There's no isa hachnose an asheretz. And Rabbi Yochanan is not choylik, he's just being mamtik. V'nir de milsaba b'navshi. V'lo koylit chuyei hodekoma la'el ketanoi. He doesn't want to be matre de pshat before. Umaflik also doesn't want to differentiate bein b'machnis bein b'moitz. He's ain't chilek in the pirashna. That means he just wants to shtel zu a posik. The mekayer from this posik we have a raya. From this posik we have a raya. Is to both mandiyomim. How you touch up this posik? Why the levim were asked to take it out from the Azorah? If there's no Isser Tum in the Azorah, or because we wanted to be Matzel the Kahan. Tanu Rabbona, Hakel Nichnosim Beheichol Livnois Lesakein Ulohoitzi Esatum. That Meikar Adin, everyone and anyone is permitted to go into the Heichol, Shalei Letzorech Avoide, No Letzorech Binyan Abayis, Tikun Abayis, Hechsher Abayis, Loitzi Esatum. But umitzvah bekahanim. But if you have kahanim, you should be mahadar to send in kahanim. Imeim sham kahanim, nichnosim levim. Then levim are better. Ein sham levim, nichnosim yisraelim. Ve'idi tahoirin in tmeim loy. But this seder is dafka that all should be toil. Omar Rav Hune, Rav Kahane, Messiah Kahane. The Tony Rav Kahane said differently. Vitoich Shenema, it says by a Balmum, Achala Poreches Lo Yovoi. It says a Balmum is not permitted to go to the Heichon, to the Kaidish Kadoshim. Yoche Lo Yehu Kahanim Balimumim Nichnosim Benulum Lumizbeach Lases Rikuei Pachim. It says a Balmum is awesome. So he's not, so I would think he's also to go to Tzairich Tikkun also. Talmud Loime, Ach Cholak. No, Ach HaLaparech is, when is a Baal Mum not allowed to go into this area that is Davke, Tzairich Avoide? So Baal Mum is possible to do the Avoide. But, if he's going there, Tzairich
is going there with Tzorech Tikkun HaBayis, Abba Mum is permissible. So here we see from this Pasuk that a Kohen Baal Mum is permitted to go to be Misak in the Beis HaMikdash, in a Mokim where normally he's not allowed to go. So Rav Kahan is a different side. Mitzvah b'tmimim. Chatchila, there's a mitzvah if you can have tmimim. They should be misakin. Ain shom tmimim nichnasim balei mumim. Mitzvah b'tahoirim. There's a mitzvah that a kohen tahir should go. Ain shom tahirim nichnasim tmeim. Aber idi v'idi kahanim ain yisraelim loy. That means the priority is a Kohen Tomei is before a Yisrael, Toil. Frag the Gemara Shaila, Iboi Yilohu, Tomei u Baal Mum, Eze Mehem Nichnas. What if you have, let's say you have, according to Rav Kahana, so he says that Tmeim go in, Baalei Mumim go in, so what if you have an alternative? It's either a Kohen Tomei or a Kohen Baal Mum. Eze mehem nichnas. So which one should go in? Abchiye barashi omar rav, tomei nichnas. The tomei goes in. The ishtari ba'avoidas sibo. The tomei is permitted to, when the tumei hutra betzibo. So what if the tzibor is tomei? So the tomei is permitted to do the avoida. Abelosa Oimer Baal Mum nichnas to ishtari ba'achilas kotchim. That a Baal Mum is permitted to eat kotchim. Now, exactly what the machlokes is between Rav and Rabelosa, so I saw in the Sefer Mitzvot of Rav Sadie Goin, Rabbi Ruchum Perlo, so he explains be'etzim the lomdus of the Gemara and what the machlekes is. That be'emis, that what we're giving preference, a priority, for a kohen toyer, before a kohen tomei, before a Baal Mum, because it goes be'emisin with a hoyel. Hoyel, that this person was hutel to go into this mokim, letzeirech avoideh, so he's mutter to go in shaloi letzairech, but it works with a hoyel. That means it works with a hoyel. So therefore, if you have a koyin toyer, a koyin that's a tomim, so he is a geheriga hoyel. He's allowed to go in to do the avoide. So mamele he's permitted hutanami shaloi letzairech avoide letzairech tikkun habayis. But if you don't have a koyin toyer, you have a koyin tomim. So there's also a hoyel. What is the hoyel over there? He says, if tuma hutra betzibur, so what if you have that the tzibur is tmeim, and you have to go into the kodesh kadoshim to do the avoda yom kippur, the whole tzibur is tmei, everyone's tmei. So tuma hutra betzibur, so you're allowed to do the avoda betume. So we also have a hoyel. Hoyel that he was muta, when the case of tuma hutra, so this person is also, that this Kohen Tomei also is a potential hoyel shehutra likonei sham letzorech avoideh, Baal Mum. So his hutel afilu shelo letzorech avoideh. That's the maila of a Baal, of a Tomei. And that's a svar of Rav. Tomei nichnes to ishteri ba avoideh sibur. So a maila, so since the avoideh sibur is not the motto of avoideh sibur. That means he a mole has a heter to go into this mokim. Letzeirech avoide. So therefore by him are also matter shalei letzeirech avoide. Rabbi Lezer says, Abar mum nichnas the ishtari bachilas kotchim. So now, kan shayla bender, so he's latit kotchim. Shkaich. So what does, mayin shmita leitza har Sinai? So Rabbi Yerucham Perlo brings the Gemara in Zvachim, that the Gemara in Zvachim, the Samach Gimel Lamed Aleph says as follows. What is the din if there's like this, the kotchim, kotche kadoshim have to be eaten in the Azorah. You can't eat it in Yerushalayim. It has to be eaten in the Azorah. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, what is the din if there's goyim in the Azorah? You can't eat it. You can't, it's a sakonos nefosh to eat in the Azorah. So the Gemara, shekahanim nechnosim v'oichlim laheichel, v'oichlim shom kotche kadoshim. So then they go into the heichel and eat it. They can go into the kodesh kadoshim to eat it. The Gemara lands out from a posik, בקוידש הקדושים תאיך לנו. המול אס מן קודשים מן קוידש קדושים. בקוידש הקדושים תאיך לנו. So memela that there's a zman when if it's impossible to eat it in the Azores, so you eat it in the Heichel. So that's what the Gemara means. You're going with a hoyel. Hoyel vehuta litzayra chavoyde, so to shleil tzayra chavoyde. So he says, a balmum also is, it's balmum eat kotshim. So balmum is mutter likonis la Heichel la kodesh kadoshim litzayra chavoyde. The Achilles Kotchim is also void. It's also an avoid. So Memele, since they have a heta knise, letzoyrech avoid, so Memele, they have a heta knise, shaloy letzoyrech avoid. That is the machlokes. Now what the oimek machlokes is that he has an arichas of 3 pages, which I am not able to tell over. Just have a listen Kotchim. He goes with a whole bunch of sugyas. And why each one doesn't hold of the other ones? Well, Abul Kaponim, the Ivrin the Gemara, he teaches us the Vere. So that's the Dian. The Dian is that Lechatchilu, you have to have Hoyl ve'ishteri likoni sham letzayra chavoide. So there's a, it's mutter shalay letzayra chavoide. Let us see Rashi. Zikt Rashi, Messiah Kahani, the Omer Lekamon, Kahanim Tmeyim Adifim Mitahiri Yisrael. Achala Poreiches, Pabalimumim Ksiv. Rikuyim, Pasin Shalzov, Shemachapen Beis Kotche Akadoshim Mitoich. Achala, Kleima, Akin Barakim Miyutim. Kol Esin Vegamin Ribuyim. Cholak, Miyet, Del Moloche, Shori Liyulay. That for Moloch is permitted to go. Tomei or Balmum, he efsher elo be'echad me'em ezim emachnisa. Do ishtri baba yidis sibo. A Tomei is muta. Bechsib b'moyad v'filo betume. He signed you b'teiros koinim. Mum boy, es lechem aleikov, lo yigash lahakiv. So shetach klo, but he's not permitted. Ein li ala tamidim. Shen kruyim lechem. Kinyin shenem ares kolboni lach mili ishoi. Shal kolboni siba minayin tamaloi mashub lechem kroachine. It's another lechem that says he's not allowed to be makrev. Ksiv basrei lechem aloi kol mikotshi akadoshim. That says he's allowed to eat it. Vesomach lei akro kamev. So, but since this posik is near the first posik, the nishtama hochi lo yigresh lo yigash lahakrev lechem aloi kol. So here, these two lechem alekovs, one is going on Tommy, the one is going on Shaka bonus sibo. The ishtri b'achilas kotshi mehaikro lechem alekov mikotshi kadoshim mikadoshim yoichal. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rab Shimon Oima. We had Rab Shimon said in the Mishneh. Mokem shetiru lecho chachomim mishaloch nosnu loch. The chachomim were matter, not a real heter. They gave something that was betzim mutter to begin with. Shleitiru lecho elo mishum shvus. Rabbi Shimon oime. Is it the Gemara Rabbi Shimon heicha koi? What is Rabbi Shimon going on? So the Gemara says, hosam koi. He's going on a Gemara in the previous Mishnah. It's non, Misha Hechshe Chutz L'Tchum. If a person was found himself Chutz L'Tchum, Koydem Chashecha. That means when it was Hechshech already, he was out of the Tchum. Afilo Ama Achas, Lo Yikonix, he's not permitted to enter. Ab Shimon Oimer, Afilo Chameish Eschei Ama Yikonix. Afilo, if he's 15 Ames out of the Tchum, he's permitted to enter. Lafi she'ena meshuchais mematzinas amidois mipnei hatoim. That those who measure the tchumim, it is not exact. Mipnei hatoim, usitu pshotim erash mipnei hatoim, is the koma tanekame lo yichnis. The tanekame holds that he's not permitted to enter. Omalei Rabbi Shimon yikonis. Rabbi Shimon says he's allowed to enter. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Hameshuchais moidedin atchumim. Those who measure the tchumim, matzivin simin.
And after they finish measuring, they make a simen.
Maybe the moidedim will make a toys. Hilkech mekatzrenoisa.
So therefore, when they measure, they make it shorter than it really is.
So Bemison Rashi, Dafnun Beis Amid Beis explains how they made it shorter, Take.
They made it shorter because they were, you measured with a chevel of chamishim amo,
and you needed 40 chavolim in order to measure the tchum,
and really, each, with each medide, it was really not 50 ame, because you had to take away the mokim of the yadayim, where they were holding it. The mokim achize. So if we figure out, with the all the mokimis achize came out, there were less 15 ames. There were 15 ames, it was really 15 ames before the tchum, before the end of the tchum. So memele, so that is pshat.
The reason they did it this way, shemo yitabo, because if you'll measure exact, they might make a toys.
Hilkach mekatzrenois, so bedavke, they made it shorter.
Nimse shadaim atchum lo yegia.
As yet, they said that the tchum ends over here, and it really did not end over here.
Misha hechshir lechutz l'tchum, kvar nichnas besoich alpayim tesvov ames, kedefrishis b'mitzei tziyu.
He was really in the tchum. He was an ame out of the tchum, so already was in the tchum.
Lishna achrine mipnei hatoyim, not that the moidedim could be toyim.
No, the people are toyim.
She shoykhin v'yoytzin v'chayzim v'nechnosim. People go in and out.
Is lefikach mekatzrin amoidedin as atchum asimin, u'metzivin b'soich atchum, she'im yotzo, she'im yeyt.
Shekvaru b'seich trumay.
V'hoche osa Rab Shimon le'meisev taima le'milsei.
That's why he's giving a time le'milsei.
V'loi taime meikel ani be'isel Shabbos.
Not pshat is I'm a meikel in isel Shabbos.
Ela misheloi nosati loi.
Pshat is that what I said? He's allowed to go in because he's taking in the trum already.
And the Yahore that we had asked before on the Nasivis, that if we hold that a Shoigik and a Darabonon does not need Shuvim, so what is Pshat in the Lishna Achine, Mimnei Hatoyin, Sheshoikrin, Vyoitzin, Vachoizrin, Vnechnosin? Why do you have to make a tikkun for these toyim, since we hold chumim as a darabonim? Yankov Berg wanted to answer that perhaps Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Mipnei ha-toyim she-shoykhin v'yoytzim. The toyim forget and they go out of the tchum. After they go out of the tchum, they realize that they're out of the tchum, is v'chayzrim v'nechnosim b'meizit. So because of the Chayzrim and Nechnosim b'meizid, they were Mekatzel de Trum. He wanted to say that in the end of Rashi would have to need a little tikkun that Metzivim b'Seich HaTrum Shem Yeitze Loi Ovid Isure means Ke'ilu Loi Yavid Isure. That means if he'll go out, he won't do an Isur by coming back b'meizid, since b'Emerson he's b'Seich HaTrum. It's not too poshet because it's legora me rotzalechel boso hazir vola biyodei boso tle. Let us be mesayim the mesechtesh leitir lecha elo mishum shvus. Heichi koi. So, and what is Rab Shimon speaking about? So the Gemara answers, osam koi. The komar tanekame. The tanekame says that by a kiner, she nifseko, one of the nimim is koishro, so one is permitted to be koishro the nime. Va'omale Rabbi Shimon oinvo. That no, one is not permitted to make a kesha, one is only permitted to make an anive. Oinvo anive de loy osu lidei chiyevchatos shori le rabona. Oinvo anive de loy osu lidei chiyevchatos shori le rabona.
Why would it matter on a Nive? Because a Nive never come li dechi of chatos. Kshira dosil dechi of chatos loy shori loy rabon. Zogt Rashi, koishro benima skina shenifseke. Upolig Rab Shimon, va'oma bebraisa oinvo. We heard before Rab Shimon holds in the Braisa that you make on a Nive. Va'oma hoche taime le milse. Now he's giving a reason of polygatana de lael. Va'oma lehutra bemigdosh elashvus. He held they will only matter the base of migdosh ashvus, not a maloche de rais. Ubetarte miflege milse de Rab Shimon, reishe bemachshech chutz latrum. Veseife benim eskima. Rab Shimon is choylik in two inyonim. In the reishe, when he finds himself chutz latrum, and there Rab Shimon is meikel, he says he can, he's permitted to go in. Veseife benim eskina did his mach. Avor hikama Rab Shimon letanakam. Ava bishe kalti bemachshech chutz latrum, even though I was meikel bemachshech chutz latrum, Machmer ani benima skine, but I'm machmer benina skine. The hosom mishaloch nosloch. It's not that I'm a meikel by marshechutz latrum. That what I is permitted to go in is mishaloch nosloch, because he's really seichatrum. Avolkan, but over here the shaila is to make either an anive or a kesha layitiru el shvus. Only a shvus is permissible. He says, so that he holds it only, anived le osil le dechi evchatos. Shoro, kshira de osil dechi evchatos, bemedine, gzeire shema yikshar kesher shel kayoma. Rashi says, pshat, psanu gzeire, inu gzeire, that the reason that Rab Shimon asserted, the reason that Rab Shimon had asserted, to make a kesher, Sharashi says, the gzeire shema yikshar kesher shal kayoma b'medine. The achreinim amoire before andaf kuf gimel, Rashi said, it's a different gzeire. The last that came to the ground after gimel, that we boy say, hob hob emtsa marsova gazrinim marsova loy gazrinim. So Rashi says, the reason of the gzeire is that we are geyser, so the Beis Meir says Rashi is Soiser himself. The Mashal wants to say that this Gzeire, this is how Rashi had learned Pshat in the first Mahalach in the Gemara of Hor Rab Shimon v'Hor Rabbono. So Taisvus Amar Rab Shimon Yikonis, V'Hor Hikomer L'Rab Shimon L'Tana Kamer. Af Al Pi Shemekel Ani B'Mach Shechutz L'Tchum, even though I make all the machshir chutz l'tchum, machmani benima sakine. The hosom lav kulahu. They are not, ela mishaloch nosnuloch. Gam kam loy nosnuloch ela mishaloch. It's the same. I was only matter something which mika din is muta. Daina nive, the hudava amuta. Boho de notar at hoche. Why did the gemore wait till the end of this Mishnah to bring down the Svara of Rab Shimon, why he is choylek by Animesh and Ifseke? The Gemara should have brought it down, and the Mishnah, and Dafko Bezamet, the Mishnah should have brought it down, and Koish Anime Migdash Avaloi Bemedine, that Rab Shimon is choylek, and the reason why is choylek. First, the Tana wanted the Messiahim all the Chilukim, which they were Mata b'Migdash, Avaloi b'Medina. And after he finished that, now he comes to explain Svaras Rab Shimon, that is Machmer by Nimesh and Ipsiko, and is Meiko by Machshech Ha'amba Chutz Letchum. Hodrim Aloch, Ameitzi Tfilin, Beslik Aloch, Mesach HaSeirevet.